This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the ever-loving DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Jay has an interesting situation, and I was hoping that she was going to be here so she could talk about what it was like to have somebody in her family that had COVID, because her husband has it, and he's sort of quarantined himself. I don't think they've actually seen each other. Or talk
they
to each
have.
Other.
I think he comes out to use the bathroom and stuff. But what she was saying is that the saddest part is she's got Mac, who's just about a year old. And
right.
He was not feeling so hot last week, so who knows if he had it and then got rid of it. I think he's doing okay. But I guess he would want to go see his dad when his dad would come out of the bedroom and go into the bathroom. They were using separate bathrooms, but he would come running for him, and her husband couldn't touch their son, which is
sad. That's lousy. So we'll hold a good thought for her and her family under the circumstances. This stuff has made the world crazy. And speaking of that, there's a funeral director down in North Carolina who has put signs on the side of city buses. And they read, "Don't get vaccinated." And they have the logo of the funeral home underneath the message.
Oh, gosh. Good Lord.
Wow.
That's creative advertising. Oh,
yeah, right.
Don't get vaccinated. So, there was the ad agency for the funeral home came up with the slogan, and if nothing else, it's the Wilmore Funeral Home, by the way, that came up with that. And then they have the phone number for the funeral home underneath. It's pretty crazy. It gets your attention. People all around the country live.
Yeah,
wow,
we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Why else would we be talking about the Wilmore Funeral Home?
Yep. Pfizer says that its vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, works for children ages 5 to 11, and that it wants authorization to give shots to this age group. Good idea or not, ladies? What do you think? If you had children, neither of you do, but I wonder what you would think about
it. I love it as an option. I don't love it because I know what's going to happen next. And what's going to happen next is what's already happening in California, where any kid over 12 has to have a vaccine to get the education. And I know that there are plenty of vaccines that kids need, but this one, I don't know. Kids are doing okay with it. There's still under 400 deaths with kids in the entire course of COVID. And most of those kids just had COVID in their system. They died from other causes. So, I don't know. I mean, it's very personal for parents. I'm not here to tell people what they should do, but I just hope the mandates don't follow.
Well, not only here in our country, but this is being considered elsewhere because there are some other countries that are awash in COVID. The testing seems to be triangulated in a strange way. As a matter of fact, did I see somewhere that we run out of test kits? Or is that someplace else? I know in Germany they have. In America, there are still plenty of ways of getting a test, right?
Some of them
aren't they reusable?
No.
I mean,
some of the ones that you can buy over the counter are sold out, like at Walgreens or CVS. So there is a bit of a shortage. It just depends on what type and what brand. So
those are pricey, by the way. I didn't realize how expensive those were.
Yeah.
My cousin, because she's got two young kids and she's a hairstylist, she's constantly doing testing, even though she had it and now has the vaccine. But she goes, "Oh, you're at Walgreens. Could you see if they have any tests available?" I'm like, $125 for these things? Holy smokes.
Wait, and each time is $125?
Yeah, the test that you buy at the drugstore, it's expensive.
Oh, I thought they gave you, like, multiple tests in that kit.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, that would make me feel better, actually.
Yeah, it's still not cheap, but yeah.
No,
so
if there are multiple tests, that would make me feel better.
Yeah.
Is there a plan somewhere for an action plan to expand rapid testing to make it easier or
they're just not that accurate
or available.
That's the problem.
And the rapid testing are already available. There's not like, remember early on you had to, I mean, I can remember when I had COVID, I had to wait in line for about an hour and a half in my car. I mean, the line was ridiculous. And that was at one of the super centers where they were doing the testing. So I think it's pretty available. You can still go to a lot of places to get a test that you don't have to pay for. That's paid for by the government. And they're not in short supply. It's just, again, are they going to be all that accurate because they are rapid? I don't know. I mean, I never was diagnosed with COVID. I just didn't have any smell or taste. And my parents and everybody around me had it.
Yeah. I mean, the only tests that I've ever taken are the ones from CVS or Rite Aid.
Yeah.
And they go up the nose and the swab, and then you wait two days for the results. So they're not.
Right.
Well, you don't even need to go up as far anymore because the tests are more accurate. But those are the ones that are the nasal swabs. The other ones, like the saliva ones, have never been accurate. And people, they give you lots of false negatives and false positives, and I don't know. In New Jersey, every place where I live, I mean, when I had surgery back in March, and that was, you know, before I got my vaccine, and the testing, they wouldn't even allow me to go into the doctor's office or into the hospital and without, you know, the up-the-nose COVID test. They completely discounted the relevance and the accuracy of the spit test. They were like, no, we're not even playing with that because it's so inaccurate.
So apparently some of the folks from the medical field have urged the Biden administration to issue an executive order reclassifying the rapid tests as a public health tool rather than a medical device so that people can use them. Right now, I think there are a lot of people who are, as we're discussing here, taking advantage of the situation, making a lot of money at a time when this stuff should be widely available and much less expensive. And you don't see, once again...
Well, it's free at the drugstore. You don't have to buy the at-home kit. You can just
do
the drive-through window, and it's still free. Yeah, whether you have insurance or not. But.
Yeah, the people that buy the at-home kit are the ones who want to test at home all the time on their schedule, basically.
So in Europe, countries are ending universal free rapid testing because they want to encourage folks to get vaccinated. The thinking is, there people here, and I had one test, and it was before I had an endoscopy a year ago, April. And that was when I went into the facility, they stuck the thing up my nose and tested it, and I think actually it was the day before to make sure that I didn't have whatever.
A year ago, April was, right at the height of the first peak. So you had the kind that went up the nose.
Yep, very unpleasant.
Yeah.
Yep. It's like they were looking at my brain. So anyway, there's a coordinator at the White House named Jeff, is it Zients? Z-I-E-N-T-S. Talking about the new rule from the administration allowing fully vaccinated travelers from around the world to come to America. This is a switch.
Yeah.
Because obviously the tourist industry is hurting, and they want to get people to come back and forth. Fully vaccinated travelers need to complete pre-departure testing within 3 days of their departure. And I guess that makes some sense. Who's keeping all these records? That's what I want to know. Are they all automatic? Huh? Think about it.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't flown at all since before the pandemic, so I have no idea. But a friend of ours just flew to Nashville yesterday, and he had to get his negative test. He's vaccinated, but he also needed a negative test. So I'm not sure if that was because he was going to see, ironically, Eric Clapton, who doesn't believe in the vax.
Oh, but he broke his code. He said he would play now for vax venues.
Well, he is playing a vax venue.
That's a big story,
tonight, so he has no choice.
It
was basically the venue that set the rules and not the artist. And so, it is a vax. I guess it was a mix of either a negative test or a vax show, and everyone had to be masked. So there's a lot of different rules at play. But
anyway,
good news for Johnson & Johnson people. This is actually some kind of, you know, breaking news that, I know a lot of people in the New Jersey, New York area got the J&J because there's so many people and it was easy to get everyone, you know, the one shot. So now Johnson & Johnson says that the second dose, they're applying now for official certification, the second dose provides 94% protection against symptomatic infection. That's that puts them up now with, I guess, Moderna and Pfizer in terms of what fully vaxxed, you know, what numbers.
I have heard nothing good about Johnson & Johnson people.
You know, my sister-in-law got it, and she's been terrified because every single breakthrough case that we know of personally, it's all J&J.
J&J.
Yep. And a friend of mine had really bad pneumonia with it and was fully, you know, had gotten J&J, then got COVID and got pneumonia and couldn't breathe. I mean, it's bad. Chris Rock has it now, and he had the J&J. But he's been doing comedy shows. So in New York, like, everybody got the J&J, and everyone's out and about doing, you know, life again. And now we're seeing all these breakthrough cases.
Jennifer, was it you or your father who told me he was going to get, even though he'd had COVID and he felt like he had the antibodies, he wanted to get a shot. And I think he told me, was it you or him?
He
wants to get a J&J shot.
Yeah, and I would actually get it, too. I think with the natural immunity, it's probably a better combo than people who haven't had it that just get one shot of J&J. But our doctor told him, our general practitioner said to him, well, you know, if you're feeling nervous about getting the vaccine, he's like, I'd recommend you get just a dose of the J&J because that'll up your natural immunity. Now, my dad's already got the antibodies. He's been testing regularly. Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know what he's going to choose. And then someone told him, he got convinced the other day it was going to be Moderna if he gets it, because now someone said it's the best protection against Delta. So, you know,
yeah, Moderna's back and forth. Moderna turned out to be the real champion in all this, and so I just saw my parents yesterday, and I said, oh my gosh, I'm so happy you guys got Moderna, because it just keeps, it, you know, every new test that they, or a study that they come out with has shown that.
So
it
what
really,
I want to know is, can you get a booster if you've had Pfizer like we have, you and I, Victoria, can we get a booster in Moderna? That's
you're not supposed to, because some people are, but the problem, though, and I did ask my doctor that, too, and he said that you're not going to get the same benefit from the booster, because you'd have to start all over again, and no one wants to do that, and no one's going to do that for you. Like, no doctor is going to let you start all over again with Moderna if you don't need it. So all we're stuck with the Pfizer booster, but I think that's, you know, you already got yours. You're fine, right?
Well, yeah, but I just am under the circumstances.
He wants more. Doug likes to be shot.
He wants more.
Yeah. More.
He wants to be glowing with the antibodies.
More. 18
Doug,
after the hour.
Doug, you like my third horn?
What's this thing coming out of my ear? 18 after on the DJV program.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
D.
you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's 23 at the hour now on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, Jay is off today, but we still have a lot of things to go over. This portion of the program every hour is devoted to social media, the trends, the things that people are focused on that may not be on the top of the news cycle or the kettle. For example, the story by George Holliday. This is an L.A. story. I bet this was all over the place yesterday, Jennifer. The guy who filmed Rodney King getting beaten to a pulp by the LAPD passed away. He had COVID.
Fun fact, right by my house is where the Rodney King beating occurred.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So this guy was someone who was in the Lakeview Terrace area of California. And, yeah, without that. And, by the way, this is it may not seem like to young people are like, big deal. He filmed it. Everybody films that now. But at that time, people didn't have cell phones
with
video cameras.
Yeah,
they didn't even have cell phones, for that matter. This guy had an old-fashioned video camera where he was out there just, you know, like for home movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And happened to run and get it. And he had the quality. It was long. It was dark. It was grainy. It was out of focus. But it was certainly something that changed
the course. You could tell what was going on.
Yeah, and it changed the course of Los Angeles for, like, forever. I mean, I can remember as a kid the L.A. riots. It was such a scary time.
Well, that's when Black Lives Matter, that's when it really started, was with
Rodney King. Well, it really didn't. I mean, that official organization started after George Floyd.
Well, maybe it goes back to the 60s when Martin Luther King was doing Birmingham, and that sort of
thing. Well, what it did was actually revolutionize policing in Los Angeles. What a lot of people don't realize is that the LAPD met the moment after the Rodney King beating. And another fun fact is that one of the officers involved, Stacy Kuhn, he was actually the father of a kid that went to my high school. We were in the same class. And we had to shut our school down because there were gangs coming to look for this kid to kill him. I mean, it was incredibly tense times. Sure. And, you know, the poor kid, how damaging is that? It's nothing that he did, but he was being held accountable for it. But what the LAPD did to meet that moment after Rodney King is that they became completely transparent. They knocked down the old police station in downtown L.A. They built one, and every wall, it's like glass walls, so you can see right in. And that was symbolic that they were going to provide more transparency to the community. They also started to to bring in more people of color so that the police force was more representative of the communities that it served. And right now the LAPD, I think, is probably the most diverse police force out there. So there were a lot of positive changes that came after this in answer to it because
it was
of
one
Martin
of the
King.
One of the things I remember talking about this on the air when I was at KABC, and I talked about it here, I think, as well in other circumstances where they diversified the police department, but they also lowered all of the regulations as to how you would hire, who you would hire, what the qualifications were. So as a result, they hired a whole lot of people that weren't qualified and weren't good police because they were trying
to do something. Well, that may have been it at the beginning, but the LAPD is actually very well-trained. I have to say, as far as police forces that, like in big cities, they have less incidences of what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So maybe that was what people said at the beginning, and I can understand how that would be a fear. If we're looking for diversity, we're not looking for the best and brightest. We're looking for a box.
Yeah.
But it's
that
now 20.
In New York,
how
too.
Many? Yeah, but how many years later is it now? This was in 92,
it was in 1991,
so what?
92,
yeah, 30, almost 30 years. And in 30 years, the police forces, they've got some really good officers, and they are really diverse, and they were able to do both of those things. So it's just noteworthy that it all really started with Rodney King.
Also noteworthy is the fact that Mr. Holliday did not have a vaccine, was not vaccinated.
He was also pretty sick, from what it seems. And he was young, only like 61. But it seems like he had some pre-existing conditions going on, for sure.
Right. Yeah, anyway, this is, you go back to this era 30 years ago, and then you fast forward to what happened to George Floyd, and you wonder if we've learned anything, or if, in fact, there is that much difference in the training of police from, let's say, New York, Los Angeles, the bigger cities, to cities like Milwaukee. Questions? And are there answers is always the question.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A group of more than two dozen GOP governors fired off a letter to President Biden in which they requested a meeting at the White House regarding the crisis at the southern border. In the open letter signed by 26 governors Monday, they said the crisis now extends beyond every state and requires immediate action before it gets even worse. President Biden will be speaking before the 76th session of the United Nations General Assembly today in New York City. Afterwards, he meets with Prime Minister Scott Morrison of Australia in New York City. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wins in Canada Monday, but does not win the majority. Dan Naraki explains.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is projected to hold on to power, as multiple outlets are calling for his Liberal Party to win enough seats in Parliament to form a minority government. Trudeau called the snap election 2 years early, hoping to be able to gain a full majority in the legislative body, though polls are trending towards the same legislative balance of power that had been in place for the last 2 years.
We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
President Biden's actions since becoming the commander-in-chief have some Americans questioning his leadership as numerous problems facing the American people are not being addressed. Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press over the weekend.
A pretty big credibility crisis on his hands because all of these problems in some ways showed up after he said something basically the exact opposite.
Journalist Joe Concha with the publication The Hill tells Fox News his observations of the Democrat president.
And you look at the economy and you automatically think of inflation and job numbers not hitting what we're supposed to go to, right? I mean, I think we only had 250,000 jobs added in August, which sounds good until you realize that almost 800,000 were expected, so that's not a good thing. You look at skyrocketing crime in American cities, 56 people shot in Chicago just last weekend, for example, and it's not getting any better because more and more police are retiring. And then you look at foreign policy, Afghanistan, Americans still left over there, that drone strike that we were told killed an ISIS-K leader or at least one of the planners, and instead you hear about 7 children dead among the 10 civilians that were killed there. And then obviously then the U.S. southern border, like you guys have been talking about. More than 200,000 migrants crossed the border in August, more than 1.5 million overall this year. It is a full-blown humanitarian crisis. So, yeah, in terms of the administration, the adults are back in the room, and the Biden agenda moving forward, it's hard to see anywhere where anything is going well right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four at the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer's here. Victoria is here. I'm thinking of appreciation time. Appreciation is sometimes easier for some people and not so for others. Depends, I think, on how you were brought up. Don't you think so, ladies, in terms of whether sometimes it's just a matter of fact. I appreciate you. Thank you for the help. That sort of thing. And then, you know, there are other people who find it hard to say thank you. I think we've all come across those people. There's almost an expectation. Well, that's what I grew up around. I expected you to do the right thing. I know you've heard that probably in your life as well. It's just nice to say thank you. And so let's have lots of that. I think that helps to relax people a little bit, too. The Biden presidency, commemorating the 10th anniversary of the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell rule, saying it was a great injustice that was remedied. I've forgotten about that. I think there's so much attention, isn't there, today to people who are gay? Or is there just no attention? People just accept it.
Well, I think
gay lifestyle, lesbians, bisexuals, that sort of thing.
I mean, it's definitely come a long way, but this is, you know, from 2011. And I remember I didn't really know much about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell rule, but in 2011, Lady Gaga was really out at the forefront of getting it repealed. And so I learned a lot about it at that time and what the injustices were. And, you know, veterans basically just being discharged for no reason other than just being gay and then losing their benefits and losing home loan guarantees and pensions and health care. It was just, and even access to homelessness programs. It was awful. I mean, it was this absolutely needed to be rectified. I mean, these are our armed service members. This was just horrendous.
So what difference does it make, really? I say this. Not, I don't think, I'm not asking the question out of naivete, but why would you be worried about being in a foxhole? This is what we always heard from people.
Thing,
I don't want to
be
in a foxhole with some guy liable to be reaching for my private parts.
I don't know if it was the foxhole. Oh, it was the close quarters. You know, there was, it was, I don't know. The don't ask, don't tell thing always seemed really stupid to me because it's just like, let's just not talk about our sexuality in general in the military. And I don't think, quite frankly, that a lot of people do. I don't think it's like people lead with it. You know, it's become so much a part of who we are that it's just accepted. So I think they pointed out, don't ask, don't tell. I mean, it seems very secretive and undercover. I don't know
very
if that's 90s. we should be celebrating secrets in the military like that. I don't know.
Right.
But
how do they handle it in other countries?
Oh, they'll shoot you and kill you. Well, no.
Depends on what country.
Yeah, depends on what
China,
Russia, Iran, most of the Middle East, Afghanistan. Yeah, the Afghanistan is the only place where they think that little boys are made for their pleasure, yet if you're gay, they'll kill you. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Mm. This is something that I find unbelievable. Thank you for leading into this.
And by the way, I should say not the Afghan people, the Taliban.
So, yeah, no, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Bidens are raising the cap, Biden, the administration, on refugee admissions in the next 12 months to 125,000. What do we think about that? We can't handle what we have right now.
That's what back to what it was, right? Because he was actually, he started out with a lower admission number than Obama. And I know everybody loved that narrative of, oh, the floodgates are open, but it actually wasn't. So now he's gotten a lot of pressure from people on the left, especially with the, you know, Afghan refugees, to raise that cap to where it once was. So it's not going above where it was. It's actually back up to the former level.
The problem was the people that are coming in that – well, when you – botch Afghanistan, now you have to resettle all those people. And we don't even know who those people are because it was such a botched exit. A lot of those people are just are Afghans who just wanted to leave. They're not actually our allies. They're not people that were working with the military. And there are still over 1,000 of those people stuck in the country right now under a revised count. So we got out the wrong people because of the haste and the big celebration of the biggest airlift in history. Well, yeah, they were airlifting all the wrong people out. Now we have to do something with them. So they're being resettled. I think the issue with the Biden administration for immigration is not necessarily this, the people that we know of. It's that they've opened up our southern border and anybody can walk in. The pictures of all the Haitians that are under the bridge in Del Rio, Texas right now, like tens of thousands of them. I think the number was well over 12,000 yesterday. I haven't checked again today. The Biden administration says, well, we're sending them back. Well, they sent 300 of them back. What are they going to do with the rest? And why are they sending these people back, but yet the people who walk here from Central America and Mexico are being let in? It's like they're sending – it just doesn't make any sense. And I'm not even being overly critical about, like – sending people, there's just no consistency in their rules. Like, why send back Haitians and Cubans, but keep everybody else that's coming in here? It's just, it's very strange.
Yeah.
It seems very out of control.
Yep. All right. This is back to my focus on China. if you don't think that they are an important part of what we think and how we do in American business. Marvel admitted yesterday, with all the focus on, is it Shang-Chi? Is that the name of the movie? I think I pronounced it correctly. Shang-Chi.
I think so.
Marvel said that the reason that they made the movie was because they wanted to sell it in China. That was their number one reason. It wasn't about the American box office. It wasn't about the box office anywhere else. And now the Chinese government says it will not be allowed in theaters in China, which I think is fairly interesting because
of the
way it portrays
the hero. But it's already made so much money. It's made so much money here. I don't know.
What is there about the movie that's appealing? I saw the trailer and it didn't do a thing for me.
Well, it's a Marvel movie. I'm not really into Marvel movies, to be honest.
Isn't the protagonist is the fellow who did Rich Asian Weddings or something like that? What was the name of that movie?
Crazy Rich Asians?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's the same guy.
Same star?
Yep. Yeah.
It's done very well. I mean, I know here in America it's gotten praise because it's the first Asian superhero, and we have a large Asian population in this country, and there's never been any representation. So I know it's gotten a lot of praise in that aspect. But if China stops playing it, it's kind of like it's too late. It's already made, hundreds of millions of dollars. So, okay.
The movies. There are 125 films in the pipeline at the moment ready to be released, like No Time to Die, the James Bond movie. There's a new movie, The Spencer for Hire. There are a bunch of them that are ready to come out. Dune, they remade Dune, right? I think I remember. I don't know why, but at any rate, there are a lot of people that are waiting for that. Plus, there are a lot of folks who are trying to get out onto the circuit, the concert circuit. Gaga, Diana Ross, ABBA, apparently they're trying to figure out whether they're going to open the big ABBA thing. You've seen that? All the attention to the new songs. Didn't we play? I think we did, Phil. Didn't we play a couple of snippets from the new ABBA song a week or so ago?
Oh, yeah. Remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't need to revisit. It's okay.
What?
One of the two, there's one song that's like a snooze fest, but there was another one that sounded kind of like classic ABBA.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Right. Yeah. But,
what's wrong with that? This new snooze.
No, I mean, no, the other one, no. The one was boring, but the other one was, it was pretty good. So I don't think we got to that one, is my point. We didn't play the good one. It wasn't Bill's fault. He wasn't here.
No, we won't blame it on him.
Must have been it. We just didn't play the good one. We didn't play the good one.
The season has begun on television. I actually watched an NCI, the return of NCIS last night, and Emily Wickerstrom, who happens to be a friend of my son's, had just disappeared from the cast. And so I looked around to see what it is that happened. She just, apparently, they all decided together that her character had run its course, so she's going to do something else. But I thought it was interesting that she was a popular character. And there was no hint last year when the season was over. There was a hint that Gibbs was in trouble, but no hint about what was going to happen to her. But she just, they didn't renew her contract, and she was okay. She said, I understand. And so she's gonzo. It's funny how they change things like that. And you don't know. There have been a couple of circumstances where on popular shows people just disappear, sometimes because they want to and other times because the networks want them to.
Yeah.
So,
and how hard is it when you're on the opposite end of it and you don't want to disappear, but they're like, oh, we're going in a different direction.
Well, that was what happened to Elias Koteas' character on Chicago PD, a well-known character actor. He'd played sort of the second banana to the lead, to Voight's character, or the character of Voight, they just decided they couldn't make stories around him anymore, so they just got to have him killed, and that was the end of that, which is kind of too bad. And these, what would have happened, looking back at Law and Order, if they'd have killed off Chris Maloney's character? They wouldn't have been able to bring him back like they have now. Although, what was it when Patrick Duffy got killed off in Dallas?
And it was a dream.
Right, exactly.
I don't know if that works anymore.
Has teased that Jason Sudeikis is going to come to Saturday Night Live soon. He's become a really big star, hasn't he? Sudeikis.
Yeah.
And he seems to be handling it. He just kind of, I knew around. Well, pay attention.
He just seems like a regular goofball, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does sort of seem like that.
Ted Lasso character. Yeah, Ted Lasso is just such a great show, and it deserves all the awards. The entire cast is just incredible, and it's the best feel good show that makes you laugh. It's really wonderful. But I don't know. Did you guys see any of the Emmys we watched? We kind of got. We were still on the tail end of our vacation.
Awful.
We saw a little bit at the end. But when he won, we saw like the big awards at the end. I know he's got a lot going on in his personal life. He just didn't look like he was nearly as happy as he probably should have been winning
his
first Emmy.
What is going on in his personal life?
Well, Olivia Wilde, while he was at the, his ex-fiance is dating Harry Styles, and she's basically on tour with him, and everyone's filming her dancing at all of Harry's concerts, it's pretty, obvious. And when he was giving his acceptance speech last year when he won, I think it was a Golden Globe for Ted Lasso. They were already broken up, but he thanked his partner, Olivia, and said it was her idea for him to do the show and the whole thing. And then this year, he kind of stumbled around when he thanked his two kids, and it just felt awkward. I felt sorry for him. He just doesn't look like he's happy, and he said he doesn't really know what happened in the relationship, why it ended. He said maybe he'll know in 5 years, so I don't know. It's such a happy time in your career, and then you've got, like, this really low point happening in your personal life.
Well, what do they say about
people
who are comedians? They're usually very sad people, in fact.
Pretty dark. I don't know if he's, like, a classic comedian, but definitely award shows before. What was the one where he zoomed in a sweatshirt, and it was, like...
It was that one from last year, I think. Yeah, it might have been the Globes, yeah.
He even kind of looked like a sad guy at that point.
He did.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, when you really love somebody, it stops.
And they're out with some young rock star? Yeah.
Right.
Especially Harry Styles. Mm. It's not like she left him for some dude in a random band. He's one of the biggest acts on the planet, and he's in her movie that she directed. That's how they started their little love affair.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. All right, 48 after, this is the DJV program.
A manufacturer of household cleaning products such as Windex, Scrubbing Bubbles and Mrs. Myers is teaming up with British soccer giant Liverpool Football Club to encourage improvements in sustainability, health and hygiene. The partnership kicks off with an initiative to tackle plastic waste in Liverpool FC's soccer stadium by upcycling plastic collected into new product packaging. The new partnership, called Goals for Change, also aims to provide greater economic and social mobility for underserved youth across the club's global fan base. Ex-Liverpool FC star Luis Garcia has the details.
Soccer plays a huge role in so many communities. It has the power to bring people together, break down barriers, instill positive values, and inspire major change. With plastic waste affecting everything, including the air we breathe, my former team, Liverpool Football Club, and SC Johnson have launched the partnership Goals for Change, so fans at the stadium can recycle their plastic bottles. We also want to encourage all football fans in the US to do their bit to tackle plastic waste.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Past the hour now, and it's time for us to engage in conversation about your health and well-being, continuing the tradition of Jack Stockwell being on DJV Health. There are a lot of things. We have a lot of discussions here, Jack. As a matter of fact, I was just looking at the podcast, most recent podcast from you, talking about masks and the whole business that you get into about vaccines and vaccinations. That's a continuing story, but you can get Jack's point of view, if you will, every week, DJV Health Show with Jack, djvhealthshow.com. So Jack is here to inspire us, I believe. Excuse me. So why do I have this? I'm starting with this. Actually, we all have, Jennifer does, Victoria does, and I do, have this allergy, this phlegm, this stuff that makes our voice crack. And it seems to be, it's gone up and down all season, but for me anyway, and I think actually Victoria, you're taking both, Victoria and Jennifer, are taking something for it, and it doesn't seem to have any long-range impact. You can take some things like Claritin or Benadryl, and they'll have, or Zyrtex, what's it called? Zyrtex?
Zyrtec.
Yeah. And that does a little bit in the now, but it doesn't do anything in the long term.
Well, those things just address the symptoms. They don't take care of the cause of the problem.
No. So what is the cause of the problem, and how do we fix it?
Well, first, in a primary sense, the body's job to clean itself out is just as important as to feed itself. Mm-hmm. And so when we get an occasional cold, or we get an occasional what looks like a flu, or we get some ache or pain in the gut that may lead to diarrhea or something. These are natural, normal processes of the body cleaning house. Now, the problem is if it goes for an extended period of time, and that indicates that there is an extended exposure to some kind of an allergen that is either in the house or it's in the food or it's in the water or something that the body is continually trying to clean itself out from some low-level, I don't want to use the word poisoning, but some low-level inflammatory process that's going on that the body has to continually try to clean house. It's like living next to a rock quarry that's full of dust all the time, yes, and you wonder why no matter how many times you vacuum the house, you got to vacuum it the next day again, because there's some kind of ongoing stimulus to keep the body trying to clean itself out. So when we use these commercial products, what we're ending up with is just a suppression of the symptom where the underlying cause of the symptom hasn't been addressed.
If it's pollen, what can you do?
Well, what you want to do is to decrease your not so much your exposure to it, because these things change with the seasons, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I consider myself a pretty healthy guy at 70 years old, but I go through these things as seasonal changes as well. But I use a couple of products for standard process. One's called Antrinex, and the other one's called Allerplex. And what Allerplex does is it helps to not so much desensitize you to these allergens, but it helps the underlying mucosal tissue in the sinuses and in the throat and the upper respiratory tracts to not be so sensitive to something that it doesn't seem to be able to get away from. Allerplex, just like it sounds, Allerplex, or maybe there's just one L, and then Antronex, it's just a miracle product, Antronex. It's something the Japanese discovered over 100 years ago. That is a natural antihistamine with no side effects.
Doug, and I think this is what you and I need.
Yeah, I take Antrinex, as a matter of fact, but I don't take it every day because I try not to take, other than the standard stuff, I try not to take all of the supplements.
Okay, these
every
things
day.
Are food, though. These things are food. They don't have side effects.
Yeah.
So just like you're going to take
Zyrtec every day, and it still doesn't help enough, and I'd really like to get away from it.
You become immune to it. Right. Probably at this point.
Well, the brilliance of the liver is that any time the liver starts picking up chemicals flowing through it, and all your blood goes through the liver every 3 minutes, the liver has these mechanisms to start creating enzymes to break down what it thinks doesn't belong there. Which is why, people that start using heroin and morphine products and opioids, the liver will create enzymes to destroy that stuff on contact, so you have to keep increasing the dose.
Well,
it works with chemicals.
I mean, yay liver, but oof.
Yay liver.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But liver. Yay for Calitrin, the way to lose weight and keep it off. No more crash diets and drugs and stimulants. Right now they have an early fall special as we get into fall. $10 off every bottle. With at least a 90-day supply. Lose weight, keep it off the natural way. Check all this stuff out at their website, toploss.com. Use the DJV code for the special deal. The early fall special.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.